You're listening to SBS News.
Whose ambition?
Not extinction!
Whose ambition?
Not extinction!
Brackets out!
Choose ambition!
Not extinction!
Brackets out!
Protesters in Montreal are calling for action from the world's leaders to end the extinction crisis. Scientists say the very existence of the natural world is at stake at the United Nations COP15 Biodiversity Summit. Negotiators have 2 weeks to come to an agreement that ensures there are more animals, plants and healthy ecosystems in 2030 than what exists now. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for countries to come together.
Nature is humanity's best friend. Without nature, we have nothing. Without nature, we are nothing. And yet, humanity seems hell-bent on destruction. We are waging war on nature. And this conference is about the urgent task of making peace. Because today, we are out of harmony with nature.
The UN is hoping to persuade all 196 countries represented at the summit to pledge to put at least 30% of their land and sea areas under conservation by 2030, a target often referred to as the 30 by 30 goal. Antonio Guterres has called it a peace pact with nature.
This conference is our chance to stop this orgy of destruction, to move from discord to harmony, and to apply the ambition and action the challenge demands. We need nothing less from this meeting than a bold post-2020 global biodiversity framework, one that beats back the biodiversity apocalypse by urgently tackling its drivers: land and sea use change, over-exploitation of species, climate change, pollution, and invasive non-native species.
But disagreements over the draft agreement remain a concern. World Wildlife Fund International's Gavin Edwards says it's a lot to achieve in a short amount of time.
We have a negotiating text with an awful lot of brackets in it, which means text that is not agreed yet. So there's going to be some really late nights here to be able to get the agreement we want. It's going to require some real stamina from negotiators. But we're talking about the future of life on Earth here, the future action on climate change. So we hope governments come in with pragmatism to make that agreement, with ambition to make sure it's a strong agreement, and that we get an agreement by December 19th.
The last targets were agreed to in 2010, but have since failed on every count. More than 1 million species, especially insects, are now threatened with extinction, vanishing at a rate not seen in 10 million years. And as much as 40% of Earth's land surfaces are deemed degraded. A good time then for Australia's Environment Minister to announce this country's own sweeping changes to environment protection laws. Tanya Plibersek says the reforms are a response to a damning review 2 years ago, which found the country's laws were failing.
Australia's environment laws are broken. Professor Graeme Samuel's 2020 review into the Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation Act found, and I'm quoting now, the EPBC Act is outdated and requires fundamental reform. Australians do not trust that the Act is delivering for the environment, for business, or for the community. Nature's being destroyed. Businesses are waiting too long for decisions. That's bad for everyone, and it has to change.
At the heart of the plan is the creation of a new independent federal body, which will be the arbiter of potential threatening development applications, a role which currently sits with the Environment Minister. Legally binding standards will be imposed across all environment decisions. Tanya Plibersek again.
One of the reasons that we're establishing it in this way is to make sure that it is transparent, that it is answerable to our democracy, that people can see the decisions that are being made and why they're being made and how they're being made, and can have confidence that there is integrity in the system. A tough cop on the beat that is operating at arm's length from government.
The new plan has been welcomed by environmental advocates, including Paul Sinclair of the Australian Conservation Foundation.
Australia's environmental law is busted and mistrusted. Our national environmental laws are failing to protect our wildlife and the habitats they depend on. Having a minister willing to fix a broken system is a great thing, and we are appreciative of that endeavour.
ACT Independent Senator David Pocock is also supportive, but is calling for the government to back up the plan with the necessary funding.
Australians want stronger environmental laws. Clearly, they're not working. We're the extinction capital of the world, and we have to ensure that we look back on 2023 as a turning point when it comes to the environment that we love and share here in Australia. And we have to make it the year of the environment.
But opposition leader Peter Dutton has warned the reforms will result in more red tape for developers.
I mean, there's one person who pays the cost about it, and it's the end consumer. So if you're moving into a retirement village or you're worried about, the cost of the road being built, or you're worried about, whether you can get more hospital beds into a new hospital development, then... If you're wrapping it in red tape and green tape and make it more expensive, as a consumer, you are going to pay more.
The government plans to have draft legislation complete by the middle of 2023 and ready for introduction to Parliament before the end of that year. Claire Slattery, SBS News.